Hey, this is Josie Young with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development. And I hope this episode finds you well, finds you being real and authentic and loving and kind. Thank you for celebrating the 6-month anniversary of Affirmation Pod with me with the last episode, which was a bonus episode. And one thing I didn't mention there that I wanted to put here is if you have any questions for me about things I shared or about me or about the podcast, feel free to just email me, josie@affirmationpod.com. Let's go to today's topic. It's an actionable tip. And you probably noticed in the title, I put dance. So what does this mean? Well, personal development requires different things like discipline, reflection, going to places that are uncomfortable and painful. But I believe personal development also needs to include fun. F-U-N, fun. And there's two really cool places I've seen this done in my prior work before I became a stay-at-home mom, podcaster, and entrepreneur. And again, if you don't know, I used to work as a clinical counselor and health educator in my community in British Columbia, Canada. And one of the places I used to present regularly was prison, jail. And youth jail was always an interesting time because every time I went in was a different experience. Every time I went in, I just didn't know what to expect and where the mindset and the energy of the kids would be. It could have been there was a lockdown right before I got there because there was an incident, or they could all be just really jiving and grooving and really getting along well. So in this youth custody facility that I would go to, they had a number of programs, including an addiction program where they would, where, as you can imagine, they'd go through a number of things about like what certain drugs would do to your body and the impact and all of that. But what I love is that they had a session dedicated that was called fun in recovery. And recovery is a common term for when somebody has been addicted to something and then they've stopped or they're trying to keep away from it. So they called one particular session fun in recovery. And sometimes the counselors there led that time, and sometimes they'd guest speakers come in, and I was on the rotation to come in to speak in the fun and recovery program. And we did have fun. It was pretty cool. And what really stood out to me is that that program wanted to instill in the youth that recovery is a serious process, of course. This program made sure they emphasized that fun is a part of recovery. And I'm here to say to you today, fun is a part of personal development.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question: have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
Now, this episode's coming out at the end of March 2016, which means Q1 is done. And so flashback, 3 months ago, did you make some resolutions? Did you not? Did you have any personal goals that you wanted to complete? This is your little check-in. This is your mirror and reminder. How are you doing with that? How's it going? How's your progress? And for any of you who wanted to have fitness and exercise on that list of goals for 2016, you're going to get double benefit from this episode because my actionable tip today is going to tie into that. Something I've done in the past, but I recognize that I've been doing this more in the last 3 months, in Q1 of 2016, is throw on YouTube and dance. It does serve double duty for me because I count it as exercise for me. And one thing I love about this is because I'm expecting, I'm pregnant, and my energy is good, but I'm generally more tired than I am when I'm not pregnant. So for me, listening to music and dancing and just moving around, and you know the phrase, right? Dance like nobody's watching. That's been really great for me because it keeps me interested. It keeps me moving and active without pushing myself too hard. And I wanted to create this episode just to encourage you. There are times and seasons we could be busy, we could be struggling, we could be feeling stuck, we could be feeling tension. You've got access to this podcast. So I'm assuming you've got access to iTunes or some music. Why not give yourself some time to just dance, 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 and dance? I have one more story of a place I went to present. This was a one-off, one time. I wasn't on a rotation like at the youth custody. It was with a seniors center, and they were so sweet. They invited me in for an hour and a half. I only needed to speak for 45 minutes. The last half hour, they wanted me to join them for lunch. And the first 15 minutes, they wanted me to join them for the exercise time that they would always have before their guest speakers would come in. And it was super cool to watch this 86-year-old woman led the exercises. I talked to her afterwards. She had taught aerobics when she was younger. She walked in with a cane and she had to lead the exercises from a chair. So she sat in a chair the whole time. But oh my people, for those 15 minutes, it was just fun. It was exercise, but it was fun. And I don't know what the music was. I can't remember what the music was, but she had her arms up over her head and shaking, shaking, shaking. And then they were at her shoulders, shaking, shaking, shaking. And then she was like, move your shoulders, shaking, shaking, shaking. And you know, the smile on the faces of all these seniors or older adults, whatever the term is I'm supposed to use for them, it reminded me that at any age, you can have fun and you can dance and you can move. And it really encouraged me because I was like, you know what? When I'm in my 80s, I want to be moving just like these men and women are moving and grooving and having fun.
I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com. That's AQUATRU.com and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off and your helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their Classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today.
So I know you know this already, but movement and dance, it's great for the brain. It's great for the body. It's great for the spirit. One caveat, of course, exercise and dance can be triggering for some people in some situations. And that's not to shame you and that's not to put you down in any way. It's just a reminder, if dance and exercise is something that triggers you in any way to something that has negative consequences for you in your life, I encourage you to brainstorm and come up with what is fun for you. Fun, where you can say, here's what I'm doing for fun in my personal development. And I've included a few YouTube videos in the show notes for this episode, which you can find at affirmationpod.com/dance. Because there have been days when I've been like, oh, I don't even know if I have the motivation to get through a full song. And so what I did was I just searched for countdowns of songs because I just play a little bit of the song and then they go to the next song and then they go to the next song. It's like, it keeps me really engaged and interested. And before long, I'm like, oh, okay, that's already been 10 minutes, 15 minutes of exercise, of dance. I can keep going from here. And I'm not really a person who keeps up with like the latest music. So this was nice for me to kind of see and hear clips from different chart-topping artists in today's world. And I included one of those wedding video dances that I really enjoy watching. Every time I see it, it's cool to dance to it and to watch it. So that is it for me today. This is Josie Young with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development. Thank you so much for clicking play and connecting in today. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.